Commentator Heather King is not among the masses who have discovered the delights of online shopping. For her, nothing beats a pocket full of old-fashioned cash and a troll through her local thrift store.
My feeling about money is that I am always one step away from becoming a bag lady, which is why I've always loved thrift stores. Nothing takes the teeth out of the prospect of bankruptcy like spotting a perfectly broken-in pair of 501s for $6, or a copy of Mary Carr's The Liars Club for a quarter. Here in L.A., no place lifts my spirits like the Salvation Army on 7th and Stanford, a dirty white building in the middle of Skid Row. As I pick up a blue plastic basket and start my rounds, I dreamily enter the parallel world of other people's lives. I pass a playpen bulging with stuffed animals and hear the cries of invisible children who have moved on to rollerblades. I finger a volume of Alcoholics Anonymous, imagining the bereft daughter who donated it after Dad died of cirrhosis, after all. I spin stories, the golf cart against someone's ex-mother-in-law gave him for Christmas, the jeans that never fit again after the baby came. This serendipitous collection of clutter, each item with its own small history, has a mysteriously soothing effect on me. By the time I leave, my loneliness and self-centered fear are gone. Earlier this year, after 3 months of daily, sometimes hourly dread, I filed my taxes. Other self-employed, childless, apartment-dwelling writers who work out of their pantries will understand. When I wrote the checks and dropped the envelopes into the mailbox, I felt stunned and woozy, as if bleeding to death. Afterwards, I got in my car, headed east on Olympic, and drove straight downtown to the Army. I made my usual rounds, but it was slim pickings that day. The glasses were all chipped, the books were all by Tom Clancy and Danielle Steele, and the clothing was so shapeless and dowdy, I only found a couple of things I wanted. I'd really come to let my overheated mind calm down, to daydream among strangers, to let my imagination wander into other people's lives. I was about to leave when I spotted, hanging on the end of a rack, the same gray Calvin Klein sweater I'd worn when Tim and I eloped 12 years ago. I grabbed the right sleeve. Moths had gnawed a nest of holes in mine before I donated it to the Pasadena Goodwill and darted my eyes to the area near the wrist. It was only the same style, of course, not the same sweater. Still, I was flooded with a happy sense of belonging, as if I'd seen my face in a family photo I never knew had been taken. I briefly considered buying it, but no. It was enough to know that in some other thrift shop, maybe at this very moment, someone else would be buying my sweater. I had located my own narrative among thousands of other narratives, but narratives are meant to move forward, not back. Up front, the cashier left the toaster she was sorting and came over to ring me up. "See you again soon, dear," she said. I took the white plastic bag. Outside, waiting for the light to change, I was not sure why I felt that even if the IRS claimed all my money and I became a bag lady, things would still somehow work out. All I know is that when the lush across the street hoisted his bottle in a wobbly salute and yelled, "Hey, good looking," I gave him a big Ginger Rogers smile and waved my plastic bag up and down as if I were waving a hanky from the deck of an ocean liner gliding into home port.
Heather King, writer and attorney, lives in Los Angeles.